Well, today, Bernie Sanders supporters were greeted by an online webpage purporting to be a New York Times article announcing that Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren had endorsed their candidate. But she hasn't. The site was a fake. It's been pulled down. And on CBS This Morning today, when conservative insider Peggy Noonan was asked how upset the GOP is over a possible Trump nomination, she said this.
If Trump waltzes to the nomination, wins, is crowned at the convention, there is a major sliver, not just a sliver of the top of the party, that will start a Republican Party in exile, or you can quite imagine that happening. So we're seeing something big.
A Republican Party in exile. The stakes are high today. Let's bring in NPR political correspondent Don Gagne with Marco Rubio in the senator's home state of Florida. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
And Sam Sanders, no relation, is with Bernie Sanders. And the Senator Sanders has gone back to Vermont, his home state. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
And Don, back to you. It's understandable that Bernie Sanders would be in his home state of Vermont. They vote today. But Florida doesn't. So why is Marco Rubio there now?
Florida votes in 2 weeks on March 15th. There are 99 delegates on the GOP side. They're twice that many on the Democratic side. So it's a big prize. Plus, it's Florida, right? So Florida's always one of those places that you have to keep an eye on. And we always knew Florida was going to be interesting. Remember when it was supposed to be the big showdown between Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, the home state showdown? Well, that's ancient history. Now it's a showdown between Marco Rubio and Donald Trump. Rubio really needs to win. He needs to do well here in 2 weeks in his home state right now. Trump leads big in the polls.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the fisticuffs that Donald Trump and Marco Rubio are in currently. We know yesterday Donald Trump kind of wobbled on denouncing the KKK and former Grand Wizard David Duke. He first denounced it, then didn't. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz both seized on that. But here's Marco Rubio.
There is no room in the conservative movement, and there is no room in the Republican Party for members of the Ku Klux Klan or for racists like David Duke.
Now, Don, we're hearing Trump supporters at a rally last night did not care about his comments. But how is this resonating with Rubio supporters?
Well, Rubio supporters care very much about this. Rubio backers are very frustrated that their guy has not been able to break through. You know, he trails Donald Trump, and he's talking about all of this stuff. And they are hoping, as the candidate is hoping, that by just keeping it in the air, keeping it out there, that it will begin to sow the seeds of doubt about Donald Trump's candidacy going forward. They feel like they need to keep getting it out there.
Well, they've sort of got nothing to lose at this point, maybe. I mean, we talked about whether or not some of the mud might splatter back on Rubio, but it starts to get very, very serious very soon. Explain what's about to change in the primary season.
Right. With all of these states voting today, it's proportional. So if you win 40% of the vote in the state, you get about 40% of the delegates in that state. March 15th, Florida, Ohio, and after that, other big states, they become winner take all. And Marco Rubio's hope, his plan, is that if he's just within striking distance of Donald Trump at that point, then if he starts to get some wins, again, he's trailing in all of these places at this point. But if he can get some momentum going and start to get some wins, at that point he can catch up. Now, the Republican Party changed the rules this time. And part of the reason why they have these winner-take-all states starting March 15th is so that you can get to a nominee quickly, and that nominee can start looking ahead to November. They didn't anticipate that it would be Donald Trump who might be the best poised to take advantage of that new system.
Okay, well, let's take a look over on the Democratic side. Sam, you've been, as we said, with the Sanders campaign. Here he is yesterday taking a poke at Hillary Clinton about her taking money from Wall Street for speeches.
If you get paid $225,000 for one speech, it must have been a fantastic speech. So I think Secretary Clinton should share that fantastic speech with the whole country.
You know, Sam, this is a reminder that the campaigns have been going on for a while. That is something that Senator Sanders has been saying for a while, but it sounds as if the crowds still are turning out in huge numbers and responding to it.
Yeah, and you know, he's spending more time in his stump speeches directly going after Clinton. He dings her on the Wall Street speeches. He dings her on her support of the Defense of Marriage Act. So he's spending more time on the stump, drawing stark differences between her and him. But he's also been taking some hits at Trump, too. He says that Trump is the kind of candidate that offends every type of person except people who look and act like Donald Trump. He says that he could beat him come November. And he said that he looks forward to beating him big.
They have a little bit of a hope chest, though, in the huge fundraising hall for February. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting. On the tarmac in Boston yesterday, Sanders basically said to the press, I think it's only fair for every state to have a chance to choose their favorite candidate, which implied that he is in it for the long haul. And he can be, because just last month he raised $40 million in mostly small donations without a super PAC, without big donors. So he has the money to stay in this race for a while. And he's saying that he might just do that.
Yeah. One last question for both of you. You know, the press is certainly worked up about this primary season. The parties certainly are. Are people, we're hearing about record turnouts in some places. Don, you first. What are you feeling out there?
Everywhere I go, people say, what is going on? They say, isn't this exciting? Or they say, can you believe this? It's crazy. Whatever their opinion of it, whether they love it or they loathe it, people are talking about it everywhere.
And Sam, you really are seeing young people, I'm assuming, with the Sanders campaign.
Well, there's a weird conundrum. So I've been at probably half a dozen Sanders events in the last 3 days, and they've all had big turnout, thousands of people for each event. But Sanders' campaign has said that low turnout in previous states has hurt them. So there seems to be a disconnect between the people that come out to these rallies and if folks actually go out to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Well, we'll see how this day plays out. Don Gagne, NPR political correspondent with Rubio Camp in Florida. Sam Sanders with Bernie Sanders, no relation, in Vermont on this Super Tuesday. Thanks, both of you.
All right.
Thanks,
Rob.
So are you voting today? Let us see you. Not in the booth. That is illegal in most places to take a picture of your ballot. But show us, is there a line at your polling place, or did you get one of those I voted stickers? Tweet it to @HereAndNowRobin, @JeremyHobson, or leave a picture with this What to Watch For story at hereandnow.org.